a sudden liberation from being possessed by the mind, or a gradual becoming free through perhaps some applied spiritual practice. What is true that ultimately spiritual practice or technique, let us say as such, I don't know of anybody who has become liberated by a technique. But they may have become liberated when they dropped the technique. The technique may have had its place as a ladder that they then dropped, or as a raft. Buddha uses the analogy of a raft crossing the river. You use it to cross the river. When you've reached the other side, you do not continue to carry it around with you, the raft. It remains. My raft. Not all teachers, not to all of them did it come all at once. Many, yes. For example, many of you know the teachings of Nisargadatta, who wrote one of the greatest spiritual books. Well, he didn't write it, he spoke it. I Am That. And he had a stall in Bombay selling handmade cigarettes. One would have thought, this is not very good karma, you're making other people ill. And he smoked quite heavily, apparently. And he just visited a guru, a teacher, who said, well, just remember that you are consciousness. Just be aware of the I Am. In whatever you do, feel yourself as consciousness. Oh, okay. And then he went off back to his daily business, and he applied. Can we call that a technique? It's too simple to be called a technique. All he remembered is, I'm consciousness. And he's attempted to feel the I, the deeper I that underlies all experiences, awareness itself. And a few years later, it had emerged fully. It didn't come all at once, but it didn't take very long. And then suddenly he started speaking wisdom. A cigarette seller, almost illiterate, suddenly people would come and ask him questions, and intensely alive and wise answers came out of his mouth. Something had come through the form, and so the cigarette seller became Nisargadatta Maharaj. In India, they like giving people names. Maharaj means the great king, spiritually, of course. So this is a teacher to whom it came not suddenly, although it didn't take very long, but after a few years it became a continuous living presence. Presence was continuous in him.